USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From time zone to time zone, 2019 arrived without any major problems at various celebrations like this one in London. And the traditional Times Square ball drop wasn't hindered by rain. In fact, the warm, wet weather was a huge change from last year in New York City, the coldest New Year's Eve there in close to a century. New Year's Day rings in a lot of new laws across the U.S., including stricter gun laws. In California, over a dozen new laws limiting gun access are taking effect. In Washington, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Vermont, and the District of Columbia, the minimum age to buy rifles and shotguns goes from 18 to 21, and 20 states are raising their minimum wage. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump sounding off on border security again in a series of New Year's Eve tweets, insisting Mexico is paying for the border wall through billions of dollars that are saved through a new United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The president ending his tweet storm saying, despite all the technology available for border security, nothing can replace what he calls a good old-fashioned wall. More on a New Year's message from the leader of North Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's hoping to extend his nuclear symmetry with President Trump, but he also warns Washington not to test North Korea's patience with sanctions and pressure. Korean expert Gordon Chang.
Kim's speech was largely directed not at Washington, but at Seoul in terms of inter-Korean reconciliation. And this, I think, is going to be the major aspect of his diplomacy in 2019.
I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
U.S. Strategic Command is walking back a New Year's Eve joke attempt that missed its target. The military command responsible for deterrence and global strikes tweeted about the, quote, big ball that drops in New York's Times Square, adding that, quote, if ever needed, we're ready to drop something much, much bigger. A video that showed stealth bombers releasing a pair of bombs and some major explosions accompanied the tweet. The tweet was deleted, and U.S. Strategic Command apologized, admitting that the joke was in poor taste. The man accused of killing a Central California police officer is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow. Gustavo Arriaga was tracked down near Bakersfield on Friday. He's accused of shooting and killing Newman Police Corporal Ronil Singh during a traffic stop last week. Investigators also allege that Arriaga had helped in trying to avoid capture as he was hoping to flee to Mexico. Kevin Spacey cannot dodge a scheduled court appearance. The Oscar-winning actor has asked a judge in Nantucket, Massachusetts, to let him skip his arraignment next week, saying he doesn't want the bad publicity before the trial. The judge denied that request. Spacey, facing charges he sexually assaulted an 18-year-old man at a Nantucket bar in 2016. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.